call before you dig. A message from Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators. Learn more at mosafegas.com.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. 2012 marks the 80th anniversary of J.B. Smith. To celebrate, we're proud to announce the opening of our new gourmet coffee bar area. Stop by for a cup of coffee and see why J.B. Smith is large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the understanding your family deserves. Visit jbsmith.com for prices and more information. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, providing hometown values and personalized service for 80 years.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit of pan? And that happy tune is your
what?
Step.
What'd you say?
Who's life can be so sweet.
No, Funny Talking Man's asking if I got any email from people who wanted to hear more of him.
No.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't.
I didn't get any either. No.
One.
Poor guy. I got one. No, it's not. It's about something being enlarged.
Never in my life have I seen such a disgusting display of vulgarity. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, we are ashamed, Lauren.
Gosh, Lauren.
You're in a position to put a stop to it. Why don't you stop?
I'll be rich.
About what being enlarged? I don't get that.
No, when you said gold dust, it was about penis enlargement. I'm sorry.
What's that got to do with
that? That was email. Yes, I said, no, we had one about Funny Talking Man. Forget it.
You're not making any sense.
I'm not making any
sense. You musicians are always on something.
I'm in serious pain today.
Again?
I just got my shot, so like an hour ago. So the shot actually makes it worse for a
day
short
or two.
Time.
Yeah.
Did the shot make your legs go numb?
My left leg, yeah, a little bit.
Well, a true epidural numbs the entire lower portion of your body from the base of your spine down. I mean, a real epidural numbs the lower extremities.
Well, I get...
Maybe you numbed your male part permanently, and you don't know it yet.
Man.
Wouldn't that be something?
I could have done that 5 years ago.
Start
when you're married,
around,
you don't need
so
it.
Feel anything.
When you're married, you don't need it.
That's right.
You don't need it. Good afternoon and welcome to the 11th day of April and this edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Now, I know better than to do what I'm about to do. I do. I know better. But I have to do it. I just have to. I'll feel better. If you want to comment, you can. You don't have to. We'd probably be better off if you don't. But I want to talk about this Trayvon Martin thing because it's been announced today, a couple hours ago or more, that the lady who's the special prosecutor is going to file charges. What, did we have that press conference? What happened with that deal?
At 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going to air at 5 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, so it's coming up.
Yes.
There are going to be charges. And I have to be so careful here because... No matter what I say, I know there's somebody who will misconstrue what I'm saying. So let me start by saying this. And the reason I think you should stay tuned, you go, we want to hear funny stuff. I think I hope I'm going to give you something to really think about here. Because this is, I would say, the single biggest story right now in this country. Aside from, you know, that looks like Mitt Romney's going to be, but that's not really a big story. That's been going on for months. This is the biggest story and the hottest story and the biggest firestorm in the news is this Trayvon Martin thing. And I'll start by saying this. My position on it is absolutely right down the middle. I think there's a 50% chance that George Zimmerman did something he shouldn't have done. And I think there's a 50% chance he defended himself. Because I don't know, and you don't know either. And I'm not going to get into all of what we do or don't know, because we only know what we've been told. And what we've been told is that there really is, for on the record, willing to testify, only one eyewitness. And that eyewitness says she saw Trayvon Martin beating George Zimmerman. The reason that I think that doesn't push it more in Zimmerman's favor is that what we don't know is that person a friend of George Zimmerman's? Do they live there? Do they know him? Are they saying they saw it to try to help him? So you see, what I could be the attorney for either side. Because if I were the attorney for Trayvon Martin's family, I'd say, well, let's take a look at the witness here. Turns out the witness knows Mr. Zimmerman. And they start digging up stuff, and then they dig up that at one point in the witness's life they said something racist. So they decide to come out and say they saw what maybe they didn't really see, but they are racist. You see what I'm saying? So one witness is not enough. It'd be nice if there had been two or three witnesses who were had no association with each other at all, and their stories matched. But we don't have that. Now, here's the other thing I want you to think about, and this has nothing to do with race. I heard earlier today on the radio somebody refer to George Zimmerman as the perpetrator. And this is what's wrong with the way people communicate stories, because in their communication, they convey their own personal beliefs about who's guilty and who's not. The definition of the word perpetrator, I pulled it. Here it is. A person who commits an illegal, criminal, or evil act. So when you refer to George Zimmerman as the perpetrator, you've just said guilty. I also hear Trayvon Martin continuously referred to as the unarmed victim. Well, he was unarmed, as best we know. But was he the victim? He was the recipient of a guy who was following him, and as he had many other people. So now let's get to the part where, take race out of it for a second. Because the unarmed part is the part that bothers me. And I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to tell you why this may change your mind about the idea that when somebody gets shot, and the person who shot was unarmed, then automatically the guy who shot him is the bad guy. And the only reason that I am in a position to make you think about it is I have been in that situation. I was in a situation twice in my life, but one of those times I was in a situation where, had the other guy not retreated and stopped what he was about to do, I would have had to make a decision, because I had a gun and he didn't, to shoot him or not shoot him. And I will tell you now, I would have shot him. I was lucky. He backed away. He didn't do what he wanted to do. If he had, I'd have shot him, knowing he was unarmed, because he was drunk, higher than a kite on something, had two other people with him. I was just with my wife and kids. And I would have shot him, knowing that had I shot him, I might very well today be sitting in jail. Because, you know, the attorney for his family happened to be a little better than the attorney for me. And they said, well, he was unarmed, you were armed, you shot him, you killed him. When, in fact, I would have had every right to shoot him. So without getting into the specifics and the details and who said what to whom, I will just tell you that it was dark, and there was a flat tire, and I was with my wife and kids on the side of the road, and the guy who pulled up at 11 o'clock at night in a truck, drunk, with two redneck, skinhead, loser, toothless, uneducated derelicts, looking for trouble, when he said to me, I'm going to go up there and get in that van, and I'm going to drive your pretty little wife down to the next exit. When a guy says that, and he says it with that your pretty little wife, and he references my kids, there's only one thing that guy's going to do. He wants to get up there, jump in that van, take my wife down the road, pull off, rape her, do whatever, and I wasn't going to let him do it. And I made it very clear. And when he started to come out of his truck, he was sitting in a pickup truck, I pushed the pickup truck door closed. I closed it, and I pulled out a gun, and I made it very clear to him, that in so many words, without saying it this way, if you take another step toward my wife, toward that van, toward my kids, I'll put a hole in your head the size of a lemon. And I'm not kidding. And he knew I wasn't kidding. And that's what put an end to it all. Now, he's unarmed, I'm armed. Then you got to think, okay, what would have happened? Had he come out, he says, well, I'm going up there and I'm going to take care of your wife. And I shot him. It's my word and my family's word now against these two losers that were with him. But their attorney would say, well, drunk or not, their being drunk doesn't alter the fact that they saw what you did. You shot their friend who was unarmed. And I've thought about this a lot of times, and I'm so glad that it didn't come to that, because I'm not kidding. I don't know that I would have been able to get out of going to jail. And it shouldn't be that way. People like that shouldn't be allowed to bully, to threaten, to get away with things. Sometimes they do get away with it because they can, because nobody stops them in their tracks. And everybody's afraid. And if I had backed down and he came out of that truck and he went up, and even if my wife had locked the van doors, and even he didn't care, the flat tire wasn't on the van anyway, it was on the motorcycle I had behind it. So we were kind of stranded there with an expensive bike that I wasn't going to leave. And if she'd locked the car, he'd busted the window out and gotten in there, grabbed her, gotten the keys. I'm not going to wait for all that. And he knocks me to the pavement or something. I'm not going to wait for all that. So you have to really think about all the possible scenarios. Here are two possible scenarios to me with this Trayvon Martin thing. And when people say, well, this guy's playing policeman, a cop wannabe, maybe. Maybe he is. Maybe he is one of those guys who's a frustrated wannabe, cop wannabe. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's just a guy who doing his part to help protect the neighborhood, which he's done for a while. But here are two possible, these are two very possible scenarios. He follows the guy, thinks he looks suspicious, doesn't say he's black till they ask him. They say, we don't need you to follow him. He backs off, continues to talk to him, walks to his truck. Trayvon's thinking, that's it. I'm sick and tired of being profiled, having people, somebody come me at because I got a hoodie on. He goes over and goes, hey, according to Zimmerman, you got a problem with me? And Zimmerman says, no. And then Trayvon says, well, do you do now? And he punches him and he knocks him and he slams him. That's one scenario. And here's the other one. The other one is, he follows the guy, the police dispatcher or whoever it is says, you need to stop following him. We don't need you to do that. Okay. But he goes on and follows him anyway. And he antagonizes him. An altercation takes place. And maybe Trayvon Martin did get on him and punch him in self-defense. And then a scuffle ensues and the gun goes off. Go either way. So just think about that before anybody gets... And one more thing. I really do believe, right or wrong, that the reason that this prosecutor is going to file charges is because she pretty much has to, because of the pressure that's been put on. If she didn't do this, then she better plan for top-notch, round-the-clock security to protect her own life, because if the Black Panther, the new Black Panther Party, is willing to put a bounty on George Zimmerman's head, you don't think they'll put one on her head for not filing charges? So her life is now in danger. So sadly, she may have decided to do this under pressure, which, by the way, may turn out not to be a bad thing, especially if the evidence comes out that he really is guilty. So there's a whole lot going on here, and it's just too bad that in 2012 we really do still have all this racial tension. So, but let's not call anybody a perpetrator, and let's not call anybody an unarmed victim. He certainly is, I guess, by anybody's definition, a shooting victim. But let me ask you this: if somebody gets shot in the middle of a robbery, and they are armed, are they still the victim? I guess they're still the victim. I guess victim just means the recipient of the bullet. Right?
Yeah.
I think so.
It doesn't necessarily mean, yeah. But see, to me, the word victim implies done wrong. somehow when I hear right. victim, I think, oh, somehow that person got the bad end of the deal.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard a story where somebody tried robbing somebody and the guy...
They never call the robber the victim.
Well, it's like a stray bullet. You hear about that all the time down in North St. Louis.
That's a victim. The kid playing in the yard, a bullet hits her. Ah, she's a victim.
Yeah.
But I don't know that if the guy that shot was the bad guy is really,
I don't think they should be called a victim.
I don't either, because
they brought
it
upon themselves.
In most people's minds, that automatically implies the other guy, other than the victim, is the bad guy. So there's a lot going on here, and we're not going to dwell on it or keep talking about it. Anybody have anything for the Burke segment?
I had a few things.
Well, I'd love to hear them. Tina Dalpiez, everybody.
Thank you. My dad told me he had to go in for tests this morning at the hospital, and the lady recognized his last name.
Said, oh, do you know? Now he's getting famous.
Special
by proxy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, you're a celebrity.
So hi to Karen at Barnes Jewish Hospital. That's where he was. That was her name. She said,
see,
she
even
was
though
A-man
we only team. Have, according to the rating system, even though we only have 100 listeners, right. every once in a while you'll meet one of those 100.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Secondly, he bowls on a league, my dad, and he was talking about somebody pre-bowling, and he's talked
right.
about that before.
I've never heard of that.
If you if you can't make it to on
right,
the
like let's
day.
Say your league is on Wednesday night, and you have something, you can go in Monday or Tuesday and bowl ahead of time, and then they just plug your scores in.
But you bowl
later.
On your own by yourself, and you're honest about it and everything.
Well, it's all computer run now. I mean,
so there's no way you can cheat.
No. And usually someone at the lanes knows that you are pre-bowling for that, and they will turn it into the league.
Right, and it'll show up later on your scores if you've changed a score.
Who was this that said they were pre-bowling, Tina?
Somebody on your dad's
team?
On
my dad's league, and on his team, yeah. She couldn't make it, too. So what about in the old days, where before it was all computerized and people pre-bowled?
Yeah, on your honor, I guess, just your honor.
Yeah, you might have had to have had a witness or somebody watch your score to make sure.
Okay. I just thought that was odd. And finally, I was all upset before I left the house, but I just got to get over it because it's probably all in my mind. But on Facebook, there's somehow I got into the military site where my son Danny is. It's like Echo Company, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, they have their own
like
Facebook page?
You're a hacker.
Yeah. I friended somebody that was in his group, and now I get to see
that's called being a cougar.
Yeah.
So now I get to see all the stuff, but the sergeant posted where everybody was going, and I haven't talked to my son about it yet, but just today I saw that they had him down for Camp Lejeune. Lejeune?
Right.
And I'm telling you, I know it's probably all in my mind because I'm a mother, but it seems to me like every time you hear of problems, people being hurt or killed or something in the war, they were always from there.
Well, let me tell you something. Knock that off.
Yeah,
it is in your mind.
Where is Camp Lejeune?
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can knock that
because,
right off.
Because, that's probably just your perception. That
and here's the other thing. Just stay away from Facebook.
Yeah.
Really. Don't go nosing around.
But I wanted to know where he was going, but they only had two choices for his group. It was either Camp Pendleton or Camp Lejeune. And because he said there was Hawaii or another place down in California, and it's like, why couldn't he have gone?
You know
there?
What? Look, you got to knock that off because it has nothing to do with what will or won't happen to him. I watched a kid in basic training die by being run over by a truck at Fort Jackson's. Now, that was somebody's son, and he was just like I was. He was in basic training. He took a nap behind the wheels of a dually, a big transport troops. And some young recruit like me jumped in the truck, backed up, didn't know the guy was napping behind the wheels, and he ran right over and killed
him.
Now, some mom lost a son because a truck ran over in basic training. You can't worry about Camp Lejeune.
So it's not just because it's there?
No.
Because I know he signed up for infantry. I was thinking maybe they send more
well,
infantry
he signed. Okay,
there.
He signed up for infantry?
Yes.
Well, if he signed up for infantry, he signed up for infantry. wherever they send them, the result's going to be the same.
And I guess, and it's okay to worry, but yeah, something specific like that, that's just, yeah, that would mess with your head too much. So.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to try not to.
Yeah, don't do that. If you start doing that, let me know, and I have a way to take your mind off of that.
Oh, thank you.
I'll show you an example of what I'm talking about at 6 o'clock after the show.
You're so thoughtful.
Oh, I am, and it's all about you. It's all about you.
I
will get your mind on something else.
Okay.
Even if it's just for, you know, a few minutes.
All righty.
And then when it recurs, we'll do it again. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Anybody else?
I got one quick thing.
All right. Oh, by the way, Tina, one more question. Within 2 months after I left Fort Jackson, there was a big thunderstorm, and five basic trainees were electrocuted out on the rifle range. So they didn't even go into the infantry. They never made it.
No, but if they had been in Camp Pendleton, they're probably...
Well, if they'd been in Lejeune, they wouldn't have been electrocuted either. There's always
If something happens at Camp Pendleton while your son's down at Camp Lejeune and everything's fine?
A big earthquake and all of Camp Pendleton gets swallowed up and you go, I'm glad he was in Lejeune. Okay. You can't do that. Okay. What else do we have here?
Speaking of Facebook, I found a great video online, and I put it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmonPM. And I vow anybody to not watch it once you start watching it. It's six and a half minutes.
It.
You didn't watch
the
whole thing?
I can't watch the whole thing. It was too long.
It's six and a half minutes long.
Now, what is it again?
And this guy has made these marble machines. I mean, it's all handmade.
Oh, I'm going to watch
And he
it.
Looks like he's an engineer. I mean, and they're real tiny.
His fingernail was all chewed on, too.
Yes. Well, I didn't notice that. You're looking a little too close. But yeah, it's a great video. I mean, this guy is, he must be an engineer or something. They're just really fun to watch.
Makes marble?
I don't think marble he does
machine.
Anything else.
It's a marble machine. It's all different gears and cogs and
where
things
it goes up
where
and down and
the marble
around.
Gets propped up to the top of a thing and trickles down in different ways.
It's not a machine that manufactures marbles.
No, it just uses these steel marbles to.
All right, but you just made me think of something. Where are marbles made? You've never met anybody that. See, what do you do? We make marbles.
It's probably a glass factory, I'm
well,
sure.
Well, and
right?
those aren't glass, though, are they? Those steel
marbles?
Oh, no, not glass. The ones in this video. These are steel. But yeah, the marbles
for,
are
like,
glass.
Pinball machines and stuff.
Huh. Yeah, but now you got me thinking. Where are marbles made? Who works in that plant?
There's probably not too many companies.
China,
probably just one. Yeah, you know what it is. Probably all overseas.
Yeah. I'll watch that video.
Yeah,
that
it's really neat. It's a really neat video, especially if you're into like it's almost like those Rube Goldberg machines.
I love that stuff.
Yeah. So
you know what I like on a desk? You know those click clack metal balls?
Yeah.
where they're hanging, and the one on the end clicks, and then the one on the other end goes out.
Oh,
and
I can watch that all day long.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do two, and then the two go off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
So that was it. That's all I had.
Anybody else?
I had one thing. Did you see the footage of the storm that was in Oklahoma the other day? There were tornadoes in Oklahoma the other day, which is unusual for Oklahoma. But these were baseball to softball size hail balls falling down. And this guy videotaped, and he was by a lake. And you could hear them hitting the roof and hitting the top of the boat. The boat ramp and everything.
And
you could
dock.
And then you could see them in the water. It looked like
cannonballs.
Like, yeah, it looked like somebody's throwing cannonballs all over in the water.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
You know, how come you never hear a story of somebody getting hit in the head with a softball size hail ball and just killed?
Oh,
I know.
I would think that would kill you.
Yeah, but you never hear it.
I know.
That's amazing.
Look, when there's softball size hail, how come somebody's not at the time walking across the street and right in the head?
Oh, this thing was huge. It was unreal looking out at the lake, seeing this. It was splashes everywhere from that stuff, and you heard it hitting boom, 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 boom.
Sounds just like it.
Oh, I know.
Hey, is Ken still on here?
No, Ken's gone.
All right, Ken, sorry you dropped off. I was ready to take your call, but we'll get to some other calls. We'll have a little time to talk after we take our first break. We come back, we'll take your calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We got an email we'll get to later. Somebody challenging something Mike Evans said on the air as fact, which is not fact. And I have the email.
How are you going to bring that up to him?
Oh, I'm not going to bring it up to him. He'll hang
We're
up.
We're just going to discuss
I'll
it
bring
without
it up before we get to him. And... Well, we have some other things, too. I'll get to it later. But this UCLA thing, first of all, I've gotten to where now that I read the sports section, because there's so much crap going on with the firing of these coaches, the Marlins guy saying he loved Fidel Castro. And now, not sports-related, but school-related, you got UCLA sending out 900 letters of acceptance. And it was a mistake. These were people, kids who were not accepted. Now, can you imagine? You get the mail, Mom, Dad, I got accepted to UCLA. And then you get the call or the email, hey, that was a mistake.
That's a bummer.
You're not in. And I've got a story about something like that happened, and Dan knows the story about the station takeover, and they handed out envelopes saying who's in and who's out. It's a great story. We got to tell it again. First thing we have to do is talk about the Goodfeet stores and your pain, the pain that you're in. Now, if there's anybody listening right now who's not in pain, this probably is not going to be important to you, but it might be, because you might know somebody. You might think, you know what, my brother is always talking about his foot hurting and plantar fasciitis, and you know for a fact that he's had shots or been to a doctor, taken pills. Maybe you could do him the world's greatest favor by telling him about the Goodfeet stores or her. I don't know how lots of women don't constantly have excruciating pain. When I look at the shoes that women wear, they're not even shoes. They're a little piece of leather, in some cases, with a strap.
And the front of their foot is all smashed into a point.
Jammed into a point where their toes sticking out, jammed together, and then that little heel that looks like a pencil. I don't know how women aren't all crippled.
And they think that we like that or like the look of it.
We do.
I could care less
A high heel.
I couldn't care.
Not extremely high, but a high heel, it's a fact. It's a known fact. It makes women's legs look slimmer and the shapelier. That does.
I can just take or leave legs.
I've asked a couple of them.
I'm not a leg guy.
And they say, they're comfortable.
They're lying.
Yeah, they're right.
They are absolutely. Tina, under oath right now, if you were under oath on a lie detector, subject to federal prison time, is a high heel shoe comfortable?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it can't be.
No, it can't.
Well, not with those little, not the stilettos, but now they have
the wedges.
Yeah, more of a wedge or something where the
foot. Well, still, you're on a slope, though. How can that be?
It's not a natural way to stand.
It's like you're almost going to fall over because your feet are.
Well, like the things I have on now have a few inches on the back, but they also have like an inch in the front, so it's not.
Well, it's not as bad, but it's still an unnatural position. You're not meant to stand with your toes pointing straight down and your heel
at a 45-degree angle.
Flip flops. I like
that. It's not natural. So you know what? I feel. I don't really feel your pain because I don't wear high heels. But we can ask Kipperson, I guess, what that feels like. Ladies, I'm sorry that the world at some point decided you should have to go through all that. And even the non-high-heeled shoes, like Peon said, even the flatter shoes, they still don't look like they're really protecting your feet. There's almost no sole. It's like a quarter of an inch thick, maybe, eighth of an inch. Little strap and buckle, and your toes are sticking out where you could stub them on anything, stub your toe on something. It's just, I don't know. This is one of the reasons I'm glad to be a guy. Wear real shoes all the time. The Goodfeet stores, for those of you who are having especially plantar fasciitis, this is the number one culprit. You really do need to get into the Goodfeet stores. I'm not pushing anything on you that you can't use, because if you go in there for that or another pain problem that may be manifesting itself in your neck or your back or your hips or your leg, it could be starting, coming from your feet. So 30 minutes or so, you're going to know. You're going to walk in. They're going to take an imprint. Don't have to take your sock off, by the way. If you have ugly feet, that's the good news. Because when I went in, I thought, oh, man, I hope they don't make me take my sock off because I got man feet. And they didn't. You might want to have clean socks. Do you ever do that? You ever go in a store, try on a shoe or something?
You realize you have a hole in your ratty socks
on? So you might want to wear some, decent socks, but they'll take a quick imprint on a carbon paper thing. It's an interesting process. And hopefully the end result will be what it has been for thousands of people, and that is relief from pain in one stop pain relief. That's what I'm hoping for you. If you don't get it, then you've lost 30-40 minutes, and you got to have a great experience seeing how the Goodfeet folks do what they do so well. GoodfeetSt.Louis.com is the website. Three locations on Olive, just west of 270, across from Friday's. in South County on Union, across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, at Greenmount Road, across from Deerberg's, the Good Feet stores.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weil. And hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, you may be running a little bit slow on eastbound 40 as you approach the Poplar. You had an accident that they've cleared now at 14th Street, so a little bit of a backup there. Looks like on southbound 270, you're just a little heavy as you approach Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, getting heavy around McCausland. Still looking pretty good from 270 out to the Boone Bridge. In this traffic report, it's brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play Cardinal Scratchers from the Missouri Lottery for a chance to win $70,000 cash instantly, or season tickets, gear, and more in the Second Chance promotion. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Depressed because you don't have tickets to the opening series against the Cubs? We do, and we want you to go. To see the Redbirds take on the Cubs April 15th, go to the Big 550 Facebook page and like us. If you've already done so, don't worry, you're already registered. You can also text PRIZE to 84126. Cards versus Cubs. Like us on Facebook, and you could be sitting in great seats taking it all in from the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan. There's a name I want you to remember, and it's Fertilome. You've probably seen the name when you visit your favorite nursery. Just the sound of the name Fertilome makes you think of lawn and gardens, doesn't it? These folks have a whole line of very effective products like their Weed Free Zone, a weed killer you can use in cool weather, root stimulator that will really build a strong root system on those little flowers, and one of my favorites, Fertilome Azalea Food for your evergreens. Fertilome products are only available at your local nursery or garden center, so when you visit this spring, be sure to look for the Fertilome name, and you'll discover many products that'll make your gardening efforts quick, easy, and effective. Oh, and when you have a question about how to grow something or a gardening problem, I'll just bet your dealer will give you the answer with a Fertilome product right in his hand. So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, its name says gardening success.
How'd you like to buy gas for 27 cents a gallon? Fill her up!
This is Bob Ellman of Golden Oak Lending. Remember when Grandpa bragged about those low prices? Well, I'm proud to tell you that Golden Oak's mortgage rates are lower today than they were back then.
That's right, Bob. Our rates today are 3.25% and they're fixed. If you're paying more, what are you waiting for?
This is the time to refinance. Simply call Golden Oak Lending and let us take care of getting you a lower rate. You're paying some bank way too much money every month.
Get a 3.25 fixed rate. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
And please, if you're paying double-digit credit card interest, I urge you to refinance and pay off those cards.
Pay nothing out of pocket. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.625 with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
The St. Louis Home Retention Group, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, 636-527-5121. Doug and Steve get up every day and go to work with a smile on their face, and they leave the end of the day the same way because they're literally changing people's lives. Whether it comes to debt reduction, and we all could use some help in that area, or the bulk of the work they do, which is saving people's homes. stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, 636-527-5121. Do you qualify for a HAMP or a HARP? What's a HAMP or a HARP? How about a HAFA? How about an HAUP? What's this Fannie Mae Freddie Mac stuff? What's a straight line refi? Doug and Steve know, and they go to work so they can tell you. It's not going to cost you any money to pick up the phone. It's going to cost you a lot of stress if you don't. StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com. The guys change people's lives every day, and they're ready to help you. 636-527-5121.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Back when you were a kid, you knew guys who were into cars. Really into cars. The Old Car Guys at theoldcarguys.com have been living and breathing old cars since both they and the cars they love were young. Now they bring you and classic car parts together on theoldcarguys.com. They search the back roads to help people buy or sell classic car parts at theoldcarguys.com. Not near a computer? Call them at 314-306-7507. Theoldcarguys.com, where buyers and sellers come together.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
What kind of draggy music is this?
This is Tracy Chapman.
Singing about a car.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Don't fall asleep, everybody.
It picks up a little while.
Try not to fall asleep at the wheel. Well, we don't have time to wait for it to pick up. We're going to get to your calls here in just a second, I promise. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. And thank goodness I looked at my immediate email response, and it was all actually very positive. But there's one that I want to read you that makes all the sense in the world. And it's from a guy named David, and he says, the first decision that Zimmerman made that, in my opinion, he says, as a concealed carry person, meaning David himself carries a gun, as I do, by the way, he says, the first decision he made put him in a bad position, and that was to be a part of a neighborhood watch program and carry a gun. Because this starts the gray area of him acting as a law enforcement officer or an armed guard, which he's not. And I agree with David. That doesn't make him guilty or innocent, but why do that? Why put yourself? Well, I'll do it. I'll watch out for the neighborhood and
some neighbors
you're asking
feel...
You're asking for eventually an altercation, trouble.
Oh, you have some neighbors that just feel like they have to. They're the only ones that can do that.
Well, in every neighborhood, there's the neighbor that think they got to be, you name it, the ones that goes to the association and complains about somebody's yard. Mm-hmm. There's that guy. If you have rules in your city, there's always that one loser who is complaining about, there's a boat in his driveway.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We got a rule against that. You know, that guy. And then there's the protector, you know. Yeah, if I see anything, don't worry. So I agree with David on that. Let's go to Bob. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Great.
I just realized while I was on hold through all those commercials that, first off, I'm aiming to be
home. Oh, good. Hallelujah. You sound like you're calling from the Antarctic.
Are you in a hands-free?
I'm on my speakerphone in the car.
Okay.
Okay?
It's okay. It's not great, but it's okay.
Okay, good. First thing I realized, there's another way to listen to your show. if I'm on my phone and I have cell service, I can call the station. It can put me on hold, and I can listen to it through my speakers.
Oh. That is one, yeah.
Yeah, is and
way.
You'll probably be on hold for a long time.
I hear
the whole show.
And I was in Fort Jackson, South Carolina, from Memorial Weekend in 1970 through we left there 4th of July.
Guess what? You were there just about the same time I was there.
It was hot, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was hot. It was not for me, because I was there in January, and I was there the next year after you. I went in 71, but I went in January, so it wasn't hot for me, but I know it was for you, because I was also there later in the summer.
Yeah, sure was. And we have one more other thing in common that I thought of.
What's that?
We're both married to the same woman.
How do you figure?
Because my wife's as goofy as yours.
Oh!
Well, that's not very nice of you to say that about my wife. That's my job.
I don't think Frank has ever described her as goofy.
No, I wouldn't. Goofy is not the word I'd use. I have other things, other words. Bob,
right,
thank you.
Have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you for the call. You too, Bob. There goes Bob. I don't know what year that car is, but I've heard better Bluetooth connections.
Yeah.
But we can understand it. John is up. Hello, John.
Frank, how are you? It was a great story you shared with us earlier. AM and the PM, as always.
Thank you. And I'll add to that story one thing, John. It seems like everybody I know who doesn't like guns, they just cross the board. They don't like gun. They don't like any incident that has to do with a gun. Whoever has the gun is the bad guy. And it's almost always somebody who absolutely doesn't know anything about them. They don't shoot them, never shot one properly, don't have any. They don't even know anything about them.
They know nothing about it, plus the fact is that you look up the convention coming in town, these are all registered gun owners that are coming into town.
Millions of them in this country, by the way.
Not like these people that just pick them up off the street or whatever.
Right.
But the reason I called is, it dawned on me after hearing all this about the Martin case, is what gave the I don't mean to be racial about this, but, you know, in a way, what black man decided that wearing a clothing garment with a hood would be a great idea.
Well, and I talked about that the other day, and obviously everybody has a right to wear whatever they want, but I equated it to a ski mask. It's perfectly legal to wear a ski mask. I could go into a store with a ski mask on. I could go into a neighbor. Yes, I absolutely could.
No, I know, but I don't think you can compare a ski mask to a hooded sweatshirt.
Well, I'm comparing it from the standpoint that look at the videos of the thugs that break into these convenience stores. What are they usually wearing? Hoodies.
Now, I have a hooded sweatshirt. I have one with me right now.
Look at the bank surveillance at the teller's window, the sunglasses, and the hoodie.
Yeah.
Okay? It is a garment. It is one of the preferred garments of thugs and criminals. You can argue with that all you want to. But I've seen too many surveillance videos of people who want to hide their faces. They wear hoodies. Now, that kid had every right to wear a hoodie because it's also a clothing of warmth, and there's no law against it. He had every right to wear it. Now, I don't know what else to say, but I know what you're saying. Why would you want to call attention to yourself by wearing that? Maybe it was cold that day. Maybe he had every right. I don't know. But I get your point. I think there'd be a lot of people that would say, well, that's not even a relevant point. I guess I get theirs, too. So this is not going to end well, no matter how it ends.
It won't, Frank. That's the worst thing that's going to happen.
No, there's no outcome that's the right outcome.
Always a pleasure to listen to the show.
John, thank you.
And here's
the reason I say that. If Zimmerman gets convicted without a whole lot of evidence, I promise you he'll be convicted with a lot less hard evidence than O.J. Simpson had that he got off with. There was all kinds of blood, DNA, and O.J. still got off. There'll be less than that, and if that convicts Zimmerman, now you got a bunch of people going, hold on here. Wait a second. There wasn't enough. What are we doing here? Are we yielding to the pressure of people who want to put bounties on people and judges? And what's going on here? There's no really, because of where we are already with this, there's just unfortunately not going to be a great ending to it. You know the only, and this is a horrible thing to say, the only outcome that could be the best outcome, and this is highly possible, Zimmerman takes himself out because of the pressure. This guy's already scared to death.
Yeah.
Think about it. It wouldn't surprise me at all if we find out tomorrow they found him. He left a note. He's been convicted by a lot of the world, and he just takes himself out. Now, what do you have to riot about? What do you have to put bounties out for me? It's over. It's over. He's gone. And unfortunately, that's probably the only thing that could happen that would calm and quiet people down. Too bad. I'm not saying I hope that happens. That's not what I said. Ed, you're on. How are you?
Hey, they were talking about that hailstorm the other day down in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That last one we had come through out here at Lubring, hail so hard and the hailstorm was so big, it killed all the fish in my pond.
Oh, come on.
Wow. Really?
Wow. Those fish must have been swimming pretty close to the surface.
No. I asked the man about it at conservation. He said if it does that real fast, and it does it, it'll change the temperature of the water so bad
You know what?
Wow.
Yeah, it shocked them, the temperature shock. That makes
sense. That's what he told me. I couldn't believe it.
No, I never thought of that. But if it's a small pond and enough hail, yeah, it's like dumping a big dump truck full of ice in there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if it would have froze the damn things, I wouldn't have cared, because then I could have saved them all to eat them.
I like the way he talks.
Yeah.
Ed, thank you for the call.
All right.
Pion, can you edit out damn?
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Will you edit that out?
Yeah.
Okay, good. First Community Credit Union is where I bank, and personal banking, business banking, savings, checking, all that stuff. We all do. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk. We'd love for you to walk the walk with us. We'd love for you to change where you do your banking. And I know that the other banking institutions, other credit unions, they're not happy with me saying this, but I invite all of you, pull out of there. Withdraw. Close those accounts. Bring them over where we know you're going to be really, really happy, and that's First Community Credit Union. Proud sponsors and exclusive sponsors every Saturday morning of the yard sale from 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. You want to know the difference between just having a place to bank and banking at First Community Credit Union? Then you're just going to have to join us and become a member. FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call locally owned St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and schedule your free in-home estimate to take advantage of their amazing spring special.
From ABC News.